from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dan Miller, play-by-play voice of the Lions, joining us here, and of course from Fox 2.
Doug, that's Jack Campbell.
Yes, it is. He's right there.
Doug is looking longingly at 46 running that drill. Did you see the way he hit that?
Yes, security is wandered over to play the middleman to make sure to fend off.
But you know what? It's a great pick for a guy to take a huge step this year. Yep. I mean, we've kind of talked about that. Like, who are the guys that if they take a step beyond what we've seen so far and kind of become who we think they are, can really move this team up? I think it's Campbell, and I think it's J-Mo. I mean, guys that, you know, Campbell just seemed like he was kind of figuring it out last year and got better towards the end of the year, but you know there's so much more there. And then J-Mo, look, he's as good as – the next step for him is 60 to 85 catches, route tree all over the field, and just being that explosive player. So it's like those are the guys to me that I look at and I say, wow, if they figure it out, that's really where this team goes.
So you've been out here a heck of a lot more than we have. This is our first look at it, really. So when it comes to Jameson Williams, everybody talks about how he is a different player this year in camp. Is it that he runs crisper routes? Is it he's catching everything that's thrown to him? It's no longer the, do I look over my left shoulder or right shoulder? He knows exactly where he's supposed to be?
Yeah, I would say this, Gator. I would say you go back to last year, and I think he just figured some things out. And I had a talk with him about this a couple weeks ago, and he credited Teddy Bridgewater. And if you were here last year and watched after practice, you would have seen him running routes with Teddy pretty much every day after practice. And he said, Teddy taught me how to be a pro. I was in some headspace that I wasn't supposed to be in, and Teddy kind of helped me figure things out. So I think last year I started seeing J-Mo smile. I started seeing J-Mo put in the extra work, and I think you started seeing some of those results. Now, I think the next – I love where he is mentally. I love where he is physically. He's not hurt. He's got no impediments. He's not suspended. There's nothing happening. Yeah, knock on wood. There's nothing happening right now. So it's full football for him, and I think we have seen with his – athleticism and speed, which is unmatched by pretty much anybody in this league. Maybe there's one or two guys that can run with him, but not many. If he can figure it out and start catching the ball all over the field, which to me is the next step, then I think this offense can really explode. But look, you're talking about a guy who hasn't caught 25 passes in the NFL yet. He's got to prove he can do it. I just love where he is on that ascension right now.
We saw it later in the season. It was in the second half of the season where the routes he was running were no longer, hey, he's just going to run a streak or run it down and out. He started dragging players across the field, and that's where you really see the separation because you can't keep up with it. No. And then it becomes a game of, okay, are Jared Goff and Jameson Williams in sync enough? Do they have enough timing together where that's going to work? And it started to at the end of the season. That's what has me excited because it's that explosiveness that gets him in that second level of the
game. Yeah, and I don't think any of us have the definitive answer as to whether or not that's there. And ready to take off now from the timing to the route precision to the consistently catching the ball, all that stuff. All that has to come together. And if it does, like I said, look, we've seen enough to understand that if you put this guy in that, okay, in terms of opportunities, let's say wide receiver 2 behind Amon-Ra, 60 to 85 catches, How many of those catches do you think he's going to have a step on somebody and turn into a big play? That's what he's capable of doing. That's what's exciting about him. So, look, man, I want to see it. I want to see it out there because I think it can change this offense. It would change any offense if that guy's operating, you know, full capacity.
So the offense was elite last year. The defense really made some improvements in terms of who's on the roster. Mm-hmm. And then there's guys, and I want to get to the guy that's caught so many people's attention, Levi Onwuzurike.
Yeah.
The fact that he hasn't played in the preseason, they're treating him like a player that they can't afford to get hurt. And I'm like, doesn't he need reps?
That's a great point. And I asked Dan Campbell that exact thing. We were in a production meeting before the first preseason game, and he was running through all the guys that weren't playing, and he named Levi. And I was like, really? And I said, should we take this as this is a byproduct of what he has shown you? And he said, absolutely. He goes, we've seen enough from him in practice and in the joint workouts that we are comfortable with where he's at, and we're treating him like one of those guys we don't want to put out there right now. And I had the same question you did.
I'm kind of jaw on the floor that he's that kind of place.
I understand that. And I think it's been one of the I don't know how it translates to the regular season in terms of numbers, in terms of production. That's something we're all going to have to figure out together. But it's been one of the best stories in camp. And I asked Aleem about it a couple weeks ago, and he said, look, man, he's just healthy. He said he hasn't been healthy since he's been in the league. And then one of my favorite lines, which I will be using consistently if he's who we hope he is, he said, Levi's going to be an issue. He said, Levi's going to be an issue. And I said, I love that. And so we'll see. I mean, look, they drafted him in the second round for a reason. He has had injuries and an inability to stay on the field and inconsistent play. But he's said himself, and he hasn't talked a lot during training camp. I think he's only talked once, but he said, you know, I just feel like I'm myself. And I think it's been a while. But look, he's down to, you know, you're down to your last chance. You're in year four now. He's got to make it happen, or maybe it's not going to happen.
So Gator said earlier in the show he thinks the defensive tackle spot has gone from being a weakness to a strength. And I'm watching Broderick Martin in this last game, and Kansas City's not running the ball up the middle at all.
Yeah.
And has he really emerged? Is he going to be a run stuffer on this team?
What Dan Campbell said after game one was he and I haven't talked to him since they played Kansas City, but he said, look, there were some plays where he did exactly what we wanted him to do, and then there were some plays where it looked like he was playing and he was 6'9".
Yeah.
Which means he's playing too high.
Yeah.
And that's been the problem with him, is not staying low, not being able to utilize that big body to play consistently. So I think the answer, Doug, is that it's coming, but it's got to be there more consistently. And, you know, Campbell said before practice today they're hoping to get he said we're going to get Reader up, which means, in my mind, off PUP, which means he won't have to miss that first month of the season. They said they're going to get him in some individual drills next week, which hopefully means that he's tracking towards, if not the Rams, then the first couple weeks. But, man, you start talking about, Martin, Aleem, Reader, you can play Onwuzurike inside or outside, those guys, and all of a sudden that rotation looks a lot better than it did a year ago.
And this is without Kaminsky, too, and you know, it's a credit to Brad Holmes for compiling this roster, because when they have to make cuts, they're going to be tough cuts to be made. Mm-hmm. A lot of tough cuts to be made, but you're still going to see those guys playing in the NFL. It just won't be with the Lions, because that's the kind of roster that they built in training camp.
Yeah, and that's a whole lot different than we've seen around here a lot of years where, you know, guys kind of left here and then you didn't hear from them again. But, yeah, I do agree. There's going to be some tough guys that are cut. And the nice thing is not all of them will get picked up. And you got a large practice squad now where some of these guys will be sitting. But to your point, yeah, I think there are going to be some tough decisions and some, you know, guys like Ukwu come up and all of a sudden – they're fighting for a roster spot. So what does that do? Does that put James Houston on the bubble? Are they fighting for one spot? How does that work? So it's a meritocracy, and guys are earning it, and guys are catching the eyes of the coaches, which I think is huge.
And you can't sneak Isaiah Williams to the practice squad, the wide receiver. You can't sneak Brandon Joseph to the practice squad because these guys are making too many plays.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, Doug. And sometimes I think that, and then sometimes I do see guys get through.
Yeah.
And I think you do see around the league, you'll see a guy that leads a team in receptions and then doesn't get picked up.
Right.
I don't know the answer to that. I think receiver is because of the duplication between him and Khalif and Amon-Ra, I think he's still in a tough spot, But, man, he's making it hard on these coaches to do something. And Brandon Joseph, to your point, has just been making plays on the ball. I mean, an interception in the first game, came out the next week and had two in practice. He's starting to figure things out. You can see it, which is huge. And you know, they don't want to let go of good football players. No. And they're going to do their best they can to keep all these guys. But I think the one interesting thing that Dan Campbell said, because I know that wide receiver 3 or 3B, however you want to look at it, is getting a lot of talk. He said, number one, that receiver might not be in our receiver room. It could be in the running back room. That's one thing he said. You start thinking about Gibbs. You start thinking about Vaki.
Yep.
And he also said that receiver might not be here. So it could be somebody that's on another team right now, either by trade or waiver, as you guys talked about. And we'll see how that thing plays out. But they've made it clear they want some size. And DPJ looked like he was kind of trending up going into last week. I don't know if he kind of stalled out in that game a little bit.
Well, you talk about this game this week means a lot for a lot of guys. I think DPJ is one of them. Where else do you see the players that are really kind of on this, on the edge of being on the roster or not?
I think there's probably back-end defensive line. You got a couple guys that are fighting for spots. You know, we mentioned Ukwu. We mentioned Houston. I mean, you know, look, to us, I think Houston has that skill that we remember from his rookie year, but he's got a look, I hope he's well enough to play this week.
Say, your availability is huge.
Yeah, and if he can, he wasn't able to play this past week, so if he can play this week, my guess is he's going to get a heavy dose of snaps, and they want to see, can you show us that same ability to get to the passer that you showed us, you know, in your rookie season? And then I think, you know, maybe back end of the secondary, they're looking at something, and, you know, how many running backs are you going to keep? How many wide receivers are you going to keep? What's your offensive line depth look like? Are they happy with the offensive line depth? Might they pick up an offensive lineman from somewhere else? I mean, he said it today. He said, look, what we do at one position is going to impact another position. So saying that there might be a back-end battle at one spot just means a guy at another spot might not make it. So they say 5 or 6, but that might mean that there's multiple positions involved in those 5 or 6 places that are still out there for one of these guys to grab.
For you, I mean, having been around and covered the Lions and been the play-by-play voice, I have gone, I want to know if you're in the same place. I've gone from being skeptical of everything they say to 100% believing absolutely everything they say. Like, if they have something good to say, if there's hype out of practice.
You talking about the coaches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it now. And my whole life, I was like, yeah, wait till Sunday's in the fall.
Yeah. I mean, Dan Campbell doesn't hide things.
No.
You know, he doesn't. He's got no problem answering questions. And if somebody's not playing well, he'll tell you he needs to show us more. And if somebody's caught their eyes, he'll say, he's got our eye. I mean, you pretty much know where guys stand based on the way that Dan Campbell answers questions. He's not a lot of coaches are like that. Like, we were up in New York, and I was watching Dable answer questions, and it was like, okay, he's like Matt Patricia. He just didn't want to answer anything. I don't mean that in any kind of negative way other than he just hides things and doesn't want to give you any information. Dan Campbell will just tell you exactly what he's thinking, and there's something pretty cool about that for what we do, It doesn't leave a lot of guesswork. And you know what else it doesn't leave? For the players. You know, they're going to understand exactly where they stand. I think he's very open with them anyway. But there's just there's something refreshing about the way that he answers questions. And you know what? It's not like it hurts him. It's not like it's not like anything negative has happened because of that.
There's excitement all over the field. But for me, it's the kind of retooling of the secondary. You draft a couple guys that look like they're going to play right away with Rakestraw and Arnold. You bring in Carlton Davis, you've got Amik Robertson, and all of a sudden you've turned over almost your entire secondary unit. I've maintained that because of that, that's why this defense can be even better than average, probably, when all is said and done. That takes this team to a whole different level.
Well, I think they were 27th last year, and that's saying something when I believe they were second against the run.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like that tells you, and if you go back to the end of last season, receiver after receiver after receiver was getting 150, 180, 200 against them. And I think they lived kind of a charmed existence. It's hard to win when you're giving up that kind of yardage to a player. They were able to do it, but, man, you don't want to try to make that, you know, a normal way of going out there and operating. But I think it's two-pronged, Gator. One, you're right, they turned that thing over, and Carlton Davis is a proven cornerback in this league, and assuming he's healthy, I think he's fine. And then, you know, they believe Arnold is cornerback too, and he's going to be out there ready to go. And, you know, you look at these guys, but Man, they got to get more of a pass rush. And to me, that's what – you got guys back there now with ball skills. So if you can get that ball out a little quicker, get that ball out before the quarterback is comfortable, these guys get opportunities to make plays, but it's got to start with more than just Hutch and Aleem getting after the quarterback. And that to me, is probably one of the things that I'm watching, because I agree that secondary is clearly better. But if the quarterback has time to go back there and pat, and just look – It's still hard to play in the secondary in this league.
Final thing for me, you traveled around, you went to New York with him, you went to Kansas City with him. Because of last year, because of what people think of this organization, do you find that you're treated differently? Like, do people want to talk and actually, as opposed to when the Lions came to town, it was like, hey, whatever. Are you, because everything's new to us.
I think for three years, Doug, all I got, and I know you get all the calls to do the sports talk radio shows around the country, and people want to talk about Michigan football, and I would go on show after show after show, and for 3 years, everybody brought up biting kneecaps.
Yeah.
Well, thank God nobody brings that up anymore.
Right.
I had to explain every time somebody brought that up. That was literally 30 seconds out of a 90-minute press conference. And it was like, that's all anybody picked up on. But, yeah, there's no doubt. There's a respect for this organization now that hasn't been there. I've been covering this team for 27 years. This will be my 20th doing play-by-play. There's a respect for them now that wasn't there in the past. And now the conversation I'll have is, what did they do? How did they do it? And the answer is they hired the right people and empowered the right people. But, you know, to me, the biggest thing that's happening here, and it's kind of what we've all talked about, is, man, you look out at that field, these coaches develop players.
Yeah.
And for a long time, guys didn't come here and get better. It's the only way you get good in this league is to draft and develop. And we're seeing that now, where guys just become NFL players in front of our eyes and contributing members in front of our eyes. And that's I give them so much. That's what has changed here. That's, to me, the difference. That's where they've gotten better. And people see that. That's where Holmes gets respect. That's where Dan Campbell and his staff get respect. And that's, man, that's the secret sauce. If you can coach your players and make them better, that's when you really start doing something.
How much more fulfilled is your life after seeing Patrick Mahomes behind the back pass?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Look, he's something else, man. I mean, you're getting ready for that game, and it's like you're looking at it, and it's like 8 straight division titles, 2 consecutive Super Bowl wins, 4 appearances, 3 Super Bowl victories overall, and it's like, this is incredible. I mean, just to be able to do that, and part of that was with Alex Smith. But it's just the success that they've had there. And yeah, I mean, he's fun. I mean, he's a great player. And, he hasn't always had the best receivers in the world, but he figures things out. I mean, Kelsey's obviously a great player. And Cheetah, when he was there, is a great player. But, I mean,
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What do you say about a guy like Mahomes? He just figures it out. He's one of those guys. Doesn't matter, like Brady. It didn't matter who was around him. He figured it out.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Greats are great for a reason.
Have fun this year.
Yeah, you too, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I love these guys that come in and get their feet wet and win a championship right away. It's not like I'm jealous or anything.
28-1.
That's yeah. I call them 28-1 over here.
28-1. That's insane. I talked to Decker go back and look at like his record at Ohio State.
Oh yeah,
it was insane.
Yes.
It's like, yep, he didn't even know what losing was. No. But no, I'm happy for you. That was cool.
And we're happy for you. We're happy for everybody. Yeah. I mean, it's been a good run.
And I'll leave after this. But I have people all the time come up to me and go, "I'm so happy for you," and I'm like, "No. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, yeah, man, right, because you have given your heart and soul to this team and your money to this team and invested in this team. And to see that whole scene last year, Rams game, Bucks game, and all the city of Detroit was just amazing.
We're all happy for each other.
Amen, brother.
Keep up the good work.
Good seeing you guys.
Dan Miller, Fox 2, here on 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.